You see a black man with a white woman at the top floor, they gon' come to kill King Kong. Middle America packed in. Can't they see me in my black skin? Number one question they ask him.
Welcome back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why don't you sit way over there, way away from me? You afraid of me? Say hi to Daniel Schroeder from New Creations Medical Weight Loss Clinic, who was kind enough to open some old emotional but not physical wounds for Pat Bradley. A couple of cans of Campbell's soup over there.
Home style.
It's big time.
Home style.
Yeah. You got the crunchy bits of tomato in there? I mean, the little like chunky bits? No.
I don't think so. Don't
okay.
You've never actually eaten the soup,
have you? Those actually stick to your skin more when it's boiling, so it's tough to get them off. I probably get some tomato bits in my hand right now.
For those who missed it last week, Pat Bradley, our good buddy, after doing his part for charity at a charity basketball game, went home and made himself a bowl of atomic tomato soup.
Atomic.
And then buried his arm in it and came out looking like a Chernobyl victim.
You think he looks bad, you should see the soup.
It's a good one, Matty T. Anyway, so he had to go to... You want to give a tip of the cap to the folks at Children's Hospitals?
Yeah, actually I do. They were great. Anesthesiologist was great. Dr. Jansen, the doctor, fantastic. The nurses, how are you? Fantastic.
You so feel like a kid again, didn't
it
you?
It was a good time. It was a good time. And the anesthesia was great. I mean, just I don't know the last time that you've had anesthesia.
Not since breakfast.
But
is that what you have for breakfast?
He's very nervous. Oh, he does. He's a sick animal. He does.
That's my new... That's my alternative weight loss program. I just knock myself out for hours on end so I can't eat. I like your way better,
though. He wakes
up
and throws up, and he's okay.
No, stop it.
But it was good. No, it was good. It was a great experience. It really was. I appreciate everybody over there. Because I woke up very cranky on Friday. Very cranky. You know what I mean? I was just...
Wake up from your anesthesia or woke up that morning?
That morning.
Okay.
Because who... I'm always nervous about getting anesthesia. Who isn't?
Right.
I mean, just and I expressed.
Bro, every time I go to bed, I think I might not wake up from this.
Yeah, forget about when they drug you to the point that they knock you out.
Right.
So I woke up. I was very happy. And the thing that happens, I don't know about you, what people say, but when I'm under like that, I always say the most bizarre, whacked out stuff. Mm-hmm. So I apologize to the whole room before I went under.
Yeah.
So whatever I say, don't record it, and I don't mean it personally.
Yes.
They said I was saying some really strange things.
Every day and every wake up from anesthesia is a true blessing. Praise the Lord. No question. All right. Well, we only had about 6 minutes before the top of the hour. Daniel, you're certainly welcome to stick around and regale us with your...
What'd you just call?
Your sports genius.
Oh, that's my brother.
I know.
Yeah.
Daniel's brother is a famous sports writer for USA Today. He used to work at the Democrat. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. He finally got out of the clutches of Wally Hall and went on to brighter pastures in the world of journalism. So, but you are with New Creations Medical Weight Loss Clinic, which Pat and I both had the opportunity to visit. It is run by your folks. Your father is a licensed physician, which is good. It made me feel better.
That's correct.
Because I don't like people just coming in there winging and telling me how to lose weight. So, talk to us about how this is different. And there is no magic pill, but there is a magic solution of sorts to help people get from where they are now to where they want to be from a weight standpoint.
That's right. The diet is a prescription HCG, which is compounded at Cancel Drug and Pharmacy. It's prescription because you have to go through, you know, a screening process. You have lab work done, a physical to make sure you qualify for the diet. I personally did this diet in January of 2012, lost 30 pounds and kept it off. And which is real good because I'm running the half marathon this weekend, and that took a minute off my mile just doing that.
You did this weekend, or are you doing
next
it this
weekend?
Okay,
it took a minute off every mile for 26.2 miles.
That as far as we know.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I'm only doing the half marathon.
You running
I'm
with not... Jimbo?
No.
Well, that's 13 miles. You don't have to 13 minutes faster. You're going
to
be
exactly
done
that adds up. I'm sure to something.
Yeah,
I'll just be glad if I make. I mean, cross the line.
if you went like 40-yard dash, just think how much faster you would be. It probably shaved 0.2 seconds off.
I was told there'd be no math.
Okay.
So, just so we're clear on that.
Bottom line is you're healthier and happier. And you did
stop harassing, I guess, Justin, with math.
The story that stood out to me when we were talking to you, Daniel, was that you did work out and you were in shape and you got down to like 200 pounds and you thought, boy, this is good, but I feel like I should be able to do better, and you sort of hit a wall.
That's right. Yeah, I just got to the point where I couldn't lose anymore, and the diet works. All of our patients that have followed the protocol have lost weight successfully and kept it off, and we have patients now that are on their third, fourth round. They've lost over 100 pounds and kept that off. It's life-changing. A lot of people have stepped off of their insulin dependence if they're diabetic, and which has been real helpful. So we're really glad we're able to help people do that. And I'm real glad because I'm not carrying around a four-year-old with me.
Because you're a real glad guy. I could see after watching the video, you really do learn a lot more about what foods do to you. And it's almost you can see you can change your habits and create a lot better habits in terms of eating and how to move forward.
The thing that stands out to me the most about this program is you can truly lose the weight in a short period of time. You're really taking the weight off in a matter of, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, and then you have a small maintenance program beyond that, and then you just sort of go back to a realistic approach. For most people, that's what I hear the most, is I don't want to spend 6 months trying to get the weight off, you know, because, I mean, it does take a long time by just eating right and working out. I mean, this does give you an added advantage, and it is a much smaller window of time to shed the weight.
Yeah, that's right. The way it works is HCG basically tells your brain to burn stored non-structural fat. So you're doing a lower calorie intake diet, but you're actually still consuming several thousand calories a day. Whatever your body's used to consuming, when you're only taking in a small amount of intake calories, but your body is triggered and it's starting to burn off stored fat, non-structural fat, which makes it real nice because you can lose up to about a pound a day in a lot of cases. So, mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
A pound a day over, and you have two different periods, right? Two different programs?
It's a 23-day and a 40-day period, so.
By that math, that's like up to 23 pounds or up to 40 pounds, depending.
I didn't bring my Abacus.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So, who's eligible? I mean, you do go through a physical. I mean, and right. You haven't had to turn too many folks away, I assume, right?
No, our there aren't very many disqualifying things. Breast cancer and prostate cancer are two things that we disqualify on those bases, but otherwise, no.
This HCG is something your body naturally produces?
It's produced naturally in women when they're pregnant.
Okay.
So
for you, Pat, and then for women who are pregnant.
Exactly.
You never know.
Pat's unique.
Exactly.
But it's not harmful, safe to say.
So far as we know, no. The diet was originated in Rome in the 50s, and it's been kind of
a couple of your paisans did, Justin.
Exactly.
Smartest thing they ever did.
Exactly, yeah. And it's been around for, you know, 60-plus years now, and people have been losing weight successfully with it. So
it's a much better invention than Clams Casino, I think.
You think so?
I think most people would agree with that. Just me.
Clams at the casino? Or
no, Clams Casino. Yeah. Okay. It's a dish.
It's a great Roman dish.
Yes. It, yeah.
I don't know how they resisted all the pasta.
I feel better about the diet than I do that. So give everybody your details. Where are you? How do they reach you if they want to get involved? And again, this is a great time to get on it because you'll be well underway and finished before swimsuit season comes. I mean, I wouldn't get in a thong before I went through this program.
No, you shouldn't either.
No.
Probably at all.
After. Exactly. Good point.
No, you can reach us at 501-791-6795, and we'll talk to Mary there, and she'll set up an appointment. It is by appointment only. We're located over by Macaroni Grill in West Little Rock off Shackford and Markham.
Of course you are. Every diet clinic needs to be next to a pasta factory. It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
You got to make it. Hey, look, that's the fork in the road for you. Are you going to go wrap a bunch of pasta around your fork, or are you going to go shed some weight with your fork? That's the question. 791-6795?
That's right.
Okay. Call over there. We've been. It's fantastic. More news on that to come. But I'll tell you right